B-Pod Studios.
I am so excited to be on the Rap Party Podcast.
Oh, good. Special guest Roy today.
How you doing? Special guest.
You said you're excited to be on the...
Excited, Roy.
You're always on the Rap Party Podcast.
But you're not always excited.
Sometimes I'm exhausted after our show and I can't even function.
Right now you have good energy?
Yeah, right now I'm okay.
Let's not waste it. All right, you run the Rap Party and tell everyone what's going on.
Well, we had a huge show today. Hang on, let me look back through the show. We have Manny that's not wearing any underwear, which is big news. Also, you had a lot of big storylines today. You had you no underwear and your dog, your foster dog. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. Also, something you didn't reveal on the radio, there's some things going on with the dog right now, or?
Yeah, so first of all, the Carolina Boxer Rescue is who I worked through, and in March I put down that I wanted to be a foster parent because we had 8 weeks of nothing to do. Amanda wasn't working, Dean was home, he's old enough to help take care of the dog, and we didn't get the dog until this week. It was the first call we got, like, hey, we have a female who's coming from the Outer Banks area. And the way it worked was crazy. They had three different people, including myself, deliver the dog. Each person took a one-hour leg. So there's somebody who works behind the scenes to get the transportation together to get the dog from point A to point B to point C, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's amazing how that works. But I got the dog, and she is the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, the photos are beautiful. If you want to look it up, it's Manny Radio. But are you're concerned maybe the dog is lethargic or sick?
So, yeah, I mean, the dog is either exhausted and traumatized from those three different legs and maybe being in a shelter, a loud shelter for the last 10 days. She was in a shelter. And she's also on amoxicillin because she had a dog bite, and they stitched it and cleaned her up. So she's taking that. I don't think that would make you tired as much, but she also threw up this morning. So... on the hardwood floor.
Her stomach's probably upset. Like, she's been through a lot in the last week.
You think living with me, you think maybe she heard the segment where I admitted that I wasn't wearing underwear and she puked on the floor?
Yeah, she's like,
maybe.
This is disgusting. Let me ask you this. So when you went to go pick up the dog, it was kind of a secret. They didn't really want you to reveal or talk about it. It was this big hush-hush thing.
Yeah.
But it was at a shelter, so why was there this big hush-hush thing?
So the dog, from what I understand, is, and there's not a ton of information, they think she's 3 years old.
That's what they said about my dog.
Yeah. And so there's not a ton of information. What it sounds like, it was a stray that was picked up, and someone who doesn't own the boxer brought it to the shelter.
Okay.
Okay, so something happened negatively to Charlotte, the foster dog. Before it got to the shelter, she has scratches on her that look like she was in a dog fight.
So they don't want the owner to come pick it up.
Potentially, the dog could be used as, like, I hate to say it, but a bait dog where they train dogs to fight. That still goes on. And the boxers are a pretty big target for that, unfortunately, because they're docile and don't typically fight back.
Yeah.
So they like to have that type of a dog. Or the owner... they're afraid that the owner would find the dog and then want to take the dog back so that they can get the dog pregnant and have a litter.
So they wanted to get the dog away from the owner.
Carolina Boxer Rescue was like, we want this dog in our possession to get it in a safe, healthy, caring home. In fact, the dog's about to get spayed.
Oh, yeah. Now do you pay for that or does?
Okay. No, the rescue does. The rescue takes care of all the vet bills.
Okay.
Unlike here, I got to go in about 10 minutes and Roy is going in 10 minutes to go take the vehicles to get their inspection done. And we have to pay for it and get reimbursed. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Like, I want to go deal with paperwork after that.
Yeah, we have to swipe our card, save the receipt. Lord knows I'd forget a receipt.
And our bosses, like, always do that because they do dinners and lunches and all that shit, but we never do.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They they just give you petty cash? Like, it's not going to be that much. Yeah, isn't it? Like $30.
Yeah. I mean, I have still have parking, tickets from the parking decks when we've done events uptown and needed to park. And I'm like, fuck it. I'll just pay for it because it's not worth the hassle of going to get my $5.
It's not. My last radio station was super simple. Anything involving promotions, like parking like that, we were able to get petty cash for it. Take it in, fill out a little thing, get petty. It was not even questioned. They had it on hand. Here, you'd have to go through. I think it's like a judge and trial. Like, you'd have to. Mm-hmm. There's a jury. They'd be
do the nostril swab.
They'd be like, mm-hmm. I mean, why did you?
They
did
want
you
your firstborn?
Did you investigate other ways to park before you parked there?
No, you're not lying. I was joking. You're not lying. They do ask you that. Like, there was no free parking anywhere.
I'm pretty sure they subpoena video footage to make sure.
Now, Roy, you spent $16 on parking, but yet it looks like 4 blocks away there was an open parking spot.
4 blocks away. Yeah. And that's what we deal with here. They're very tight on the money. Yeah, we're about to go and do the inspection. So
yeah, the vet does pay for it. And it's going to be hard. Elena, who is our contact at Carolina Boxer Rescue, was like, you are going to have such a hard time giving up your first a foster. And I think I mentioned it yesterday on the wrap party, and I'll mention it again. The reason why they don't want you to adopt the first foster is because there's families that want to adopt boxers that don't want to foster them, because it isn't in everybody's best interest to keep a dog short term and give it up.
Which isn't that technically what you wanted to do?
Well, I wanted to foster because I thought I had 8 weeks to foster like 3 dogs and flip them through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's not the way it worked out. But point is that there's people on the adoption waiting list right now that are looking for Charlotte. They're looking for this dog who is a small female, great with kids, very friendly. So here comes one that's ready, but they don't want to just give it to the adoption family. They want it to foster for a little while. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if all the fosters can adopt, then the adopting parents would never get a good dog. They'd only get the dogs that the foster people don't want to keep.
Right.
You understand? So does that make sense? Because I was explaining to my wife, and she was like, I thought my sentence had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
No, if everyone fostered and took the dogs, there would be no fosters.
Or there'd be no adoptions.
There'd be no adoptions.
There'd be no adoptions.
Or the only dogs that are available are ones that the fosters don't want.
Yeah, and that's crap.
Perhaps a boxer that, you know, has its ears cropped and you don't want that, or has like a long tail and, you know, just features that the boxer, you know, is.
I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, is this dog's tail cropped?
Yep. Nub. Like a little tiny nub.
That's so inhumane.
Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
I know. That's so old school. Because my minpin, my mom that I had as a little kid, it cropped ears, a little nub.
So
and now,
cute, though.
It is so cute.
Did you guys do that, though?
The person that we got the dog from did.
I have a feeling our boss just walked by at 100 miles an hour. I think he's going to open the door and throw the keys at us.
Okay. Well, we better wrap this up.
Anything else? What?
That's about
I'm
it.
I'm colorblind. It looks like Roy's wearing a brown jacket, but he says it's maroon.
This is clearly maroon.
What do you think, Loren? Look on the camera.
It's maroon.
It's clearly maroon. There's definitely
maroon's more reddish.
That's this.
No, it looks more brown to me. No. It looks UPS brown almost.
It is not UPS
no,
brown.
No, it's like a hokey maroon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you poor thing. You
That's
need to get your eyes
checked. That's a hokey maroon, huh?
Yeah, you got really got to... look at the kiss sign. What does the kiss look like to you?
Behind me?
Yeah. What color do you see? By the way, it's a hot pink and black. What do you see?
Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not...
I think guys have troubles with reds.
Well, I'm also basic shades. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, it's either red, green, blue, and now there's different variations, but I don't know the exact color spectrum on, you know, on all of them.
Like Cajun pink. You couldn't pick out Cajun
pink.
Yeah,
no. Pink. Could you?
No.
What the hell's Cajun pink?
I don't know.
Like, I see Loren knows that.
Yeah.
The Dallas, like make sure you get the
like
Cajun
pink.
And you're like, what? Coral pink? Is it coral green?
No, coral is like orange.
I need to
it's
get
like a
that
cross between big, the pink and the orange.
I need to get that big box of crayons. Remember that big obnoxious box of crayons?
But you still only use 7 of the crayons.
Yeah,
you
nobody
didn't need all that?
Yeah, nobody used the olive green.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. Seriously, I gotta run. That's a Wrap Party podcast. Everybody,
toodles.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.